Hey, everybody, welcome back to the Story Behind podcast. My name is Jeff Desiato, and you're listening to this episode talking about my newest single, Brave. This is the penultimate song of the End of Days saga. So we had Hard Times and World on Fire that set the stage. Additionally, if you go on Spotify and YouTube Music, I've created playlists so you can see the End of Days saga as it plays out. We have a couple songs that are going to be prologue or prelude to the world that we created with World on Fire, Hard Times, and now Brave. Do or Die, which is a release, is loosely connected. And then False Flag is a song that had a lot of the similar themes. The idea of the manipulation of the media and how people's opinions are dictated to them by what they see and what they hear on TV, online. And so that kind of loosely, if you look at the End of Days logo or the artwork, it says the algorithm is order. So it's that idea all tied together. And then Brave, this new song, actually incorporates some of the other songs in it as you listen to it. So originally I wrote this song and I wrote it. I'll never forget it. I wrote the melody and I was standing on stage at church after having done worship. And I just came up with the, I was just humming that little refrain, which ended up becoming the chord progression of the chorus and the turnarounds. And then we were at the library one day as a family, and I came up with the idea of fighting the bleeding edge. Bleeding edge is a term that has to do with technology. And if something's bleeding edge, it's like on the cusp, like it's like cutting edge essentially. But I had originally, I think it was fighting with the bleeding edge. And I decided to switch it to I'm fighting back the bleeding edge. Meaning like I'm trying to stave off that advancement because I see the danger that is on the horizon. If we defer our, our agency to these algorithms and these artificial intelligence mechanisms that we are kind of just sucked into with our phones and things like that, and how people are just completely immersed and can't disconnect from the artificial world. They, you know, the physical relationships that we build with people, the community that we can build with people, the fact that you can talk to people who you disagree with one-on-one, face-to-face, and have a great conversation. But that same person online can become your enemy because you get the keyboard going or you get, you know, the us and them mentality. So that was something that was I was very aware of over the last few years when we saw cancellations and things like that. I talked about that in the last episode, where just demonization on both sides. And I'm really fighting against that, even though naturally my flesh likes to kind of be on one team against another team. It's an appeal to our carnal nature, to borrow some biblical terminology, our fleshly nature. We like having that opposition. So I wanted to use it in the song. As I was writing it, I got the picture of this guy who's almost like a voice in the wilderness. And again, to borrow more biblical terminology, where, you know, maybe it's the same guy as that's been arrested and prosecuted and jailed, or maybe it's somebody that's on his team, but he's going from place to place with a megaphone, calling on people who don't agree with what's happening, people who are fed up with being lorded over by this technology, by this fictional world governing system. And he's calling on people. We need to stand up. One of the things we saw and we have seen in the last few years was that silencing that took place where people all of a sudden they cowered because they believed and social media had manipulated the world into thinking that if you had traditional values, you were in the minority, that the world was progressive, the world was moving forward. And they tricked us into believing that it was like an 80-20 type of a thing. And then you come to find out that like half the population agrees with you. And you're like, oh, I thought I was in the minority. I thought I was on the fringe. I thought I was a weirdo. I was a radical for holding these views. And then you come to find out, once you break the algorithm or you break that hold from the technology, oh no, like people are largely, they can find common ground. And so I got the image of this idea where once one person steps forward, once one person made it okay, it's the idea of the second dancer. I think it's like this idea of one person gets up and dances, it takes a lot of boldness. And people, but it's not the person who makes the most difference. Because if someone gets up in in the middle of a bunch of people and starts dancing, most of the room would look at that person like they're a weirdo. It's the second person who joins them that actually is taking the biggest risk, because they could sit on one side and say, yeah, that person's a weirdo. But by joining in, then the whole room will start to get up and dance. It's that idea. And that's the idea that we started to see. Like once people started to push back, and it actually started with comedians, believe it or not, comedians started to touch on those taboo things that you can't criticize these people for this or that. These views, they're sacred, they're sacrosanct. Once people started to poke holes, you realize like, oh, this is all just fantasy. It's all just manipulation. And that's the idea. Brave is the idea of having courage and stepping forward and joining arms with people, not literal arms, that's not the point, but linking arms and realizing like there are strength in numbers. There are more of us than there are of them. Them meaning those that are in positions of power that would wish to manipulate the populace with false information or misinformation, or priming them with messaging, whether it's the Great Reset, the World Economic Forum, all of these boogeymen that, you know, the extreme right and the extreme left love to kind of put them up. You know, like, let's actually look at these things for what they are. Basically, what it comes down to is they're profit-driven, power-driven, sinful people that are in positions of power, and we don't have to abide by what they say. They have no authority over our lives, especially if you're a Christian. The ultimate authority in your life is God's Word and the Holy Spirit leading you to follow that. So all that to say, with this song being a fictional sci-fi type of a thing, it's kind of fun, like, as a Christian, to make art that isn't necessarily... it's God-honoring, for sure, and it's from a biblical worldview, but it's not explicitly Christian. But everything is filtered through a Christian worldview. So this idea of fighting back this, you can apply it to a lot of things. You could apply it to the encroaching evil or demonic activity or whatever you want to. But in this instance, I've created this fictional world, and the man is calling on people to be recruited. And the line that I really enjoyed writing, and it's the one that really stands out to me, is not sure that I could look my children in their face if they knew I didn't do all I could do to save the human race. And that could apply in a lot of ways. That could be, you know, protecting children, the vulnerable. It could also mean, you know, people who have a escapist mentality that are like, oh, the world's going terrible and, you know, I just want to get out of here. And, you know, there's just a lot that goes into that. And we're called to be good stewards of the things that God has blessed us with. And that is an important factor, because if what is the world we're leaving to our children? That could also mean, what is the debt that we are putting on our children? And we have, you know, our politicians love spending money that's not theirs. And we keep mortgaging our children's future to fund our pet projects now. There's so many things that we are tasked with as human beings to make the world better than when we found it, and create a better future for our children. And this song ties into that a lot. I also loved how we recorded the song. Like I had mentioned this in the Hard Times video. You had World on Fire that was really synth-driven, 80s, high energy, chaotic. Hard Times was very sterile in the sense that it's melancholy and somber, and also real cold and ambient, very echoey. The idea of being in like a cell block, the whole song being recorded as though you're in prison, essentially. and everything's bouncing off the walls, and it just sounds very metallic. And then you have Brave, which was an intentional choice to strip it down. You have a very acoustic-driven song, trying to refrain from having any sound effects. The only keyboards are an organ, which is kind of more, a more traditional instrument, not synths or pads or anything like that. So you have a straight-up organ. You have acoustic guitar, electric guitar, bass, tambourine, drums. Tried to keep the drums as dry as possible. The vocals are pretty dry, with the exception of including an effect to make it sound like you're yelling over a megaphone in the verses. There's a little bit of a delay and echo to that, because I wanted the image of a guy with a megaphone trying to call people to stand up for what's right. And then you have the people joining in, which is my favorite part of the song, which is in the bridge. These renegades, we barricades, we lift our gaze to brighter days. But what's really fun is you just hear all these voices saying, you know, we lift our gaze for brighter days. He's starting to recruit people, and they're starting to join in. And then we have this really fun moment. It kind of foreshadows what we hear in Do or Die, which is the climax of the end of days. Here we are at the end of days. And you have the ensemble singing in Do or Die, where he's like, I won't run and hide. I won't keep it inside. And they're singing, I will not stay silent in the face of violence. I won't run and hide. I won't keep it inside. I won't stand in silence. That is implied in Brave with the introduction of a chorus or a choir of people. And Brave also incorporates elements that, so even in the original demo, just as a tip of the hat, I wrote a guitar solo that was the exact same melody line as the guitar line in World on Fire, not having those songs necessarily connected. I just thought it was fun that you could play the line with both songs. So I did that, not knowing what I was doing was actually forever linking those two songs together. Additionally, as I was recording the song, I came up with the idea of tying in parts from False Flag. So you have, in False Flag, you have wherever there's pain and suffering, I'll be there. That's the False Flag. And then in Brave, we have, in spite of pain and suffering, will you be brave? And the call and response is, we'll be brave, instead of I'll be there. But it's the same interval. That was just fun to kind of tie those elements together. So as I started to put the songs together, I started to look for ways, similar to the rock opera that I had with my band, which was trying to find motifs to repeat, to connect things together. And Brave is probably the most connected of all of the songs. Do or Die thematically is connected, and it's the climax, but was written independent of these other songs. But Brave was my opportunity to really connect the various things, and I really like the way it came out. I'm hoping that you like it as well. I appreciate you watching and listening to this, and I hope that you will continue to support the music. And I also have some shows coming up, some live performances, hopefully in the fall, and I would love for you, if you're local in Pennsylvania, to come on out and see me live. Until next time, I appreciate you guys supporting the music. I'll see you next time on The Story Behind. Of man with the best laid plans.
made it hard to resist. There were